universe is vast, beyond measure, beyond imagination. The forces and the powers at work across the galaxies, across the universe as a whole, are totally, incomprehensibly huge. And yet the most powerful thing that's ever happened is not the Big Bang. The most powerful thing that's ever happened was a simple act of love. Bernie Diamond, welcome to the program today as my special guest and I take a look at the power of love from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about a free daily resource to help you live a life of power and love each and every day. Yesterday on the program, my guest Barry Chan was sharing with us some of the natural enemies of love. Pride's right up there, our fears and our insecurities, selfishness. It's something Barry talks about in detail in his latest book, Living in the Image of God. And I'll share with you later how you can get a copy of that. Today we're going to quiz him a bit more about love. A big deal is love, since God is, after all, love. And I want to move one step beyond the enemies, the obstacles, the problems, to the solution, the power of love. It's love that defeated Satan at the cross. It's love that set you and me free from sin. God is love, and there is no force more powerful than God's love itself. Now, let's have a chat today about the power of love in our lives. Barry, it's great to have you with us again. And from all of us, thank you so much for making this time available.
Pleasure.
Barry, you talk in your book about four different kinds of love. Can you just give us a bit of an overview of each of those four?
Yeah, this is important. You will realise that I've pinched a bit of stuff from C.S. Lewis there, but I've changed it in some ways.
Otherwise, it'd be called plagiarism. No, just kidding, just kidding.
His work is footnoted. But I found Lewis's work extremely helpful in this, and his book, The Four Loves, is a book that's well worth reading. And,
yeah.
But I take a slightly different approach. But Lewis does a couple of very helpful things. One is we talk about love, and for some people, love has a very narrow meaning or even a wrong meaning sometimes. So it's important to clarify what we mean by that. That's the first thing. So Lewis divides love into two areas, gift love and need love. Now, most of us are familiar with need love. That's the kind of, like, sexual love, for example, is a kind of need love. Affection is a kind of need love. But then gift love, he talks about things like, I talk about things like compassion, which is a giving love, and particularly about, to use a Bible word, a kind of love that's called agape, which is an unconditional love. So there are at least those four categories. And sometimes we talk about love, and the only kind of love some people know is sexual love, or maybe family or affectionate type love. Sometimes they've received some compassion somewhere. But it's important to understand all of those different kinds and to understand that the power of love lies in all of those in some measure, but particularly in agape, which is unconditional love.
Tell us a bit more about that, because that word agape, being a Greek word, is not generally used in conversation.
No, it isn't. You're quite right. And if you look at it in English, it looks like it's agape, which is not helpful. But it's disinterested, not uninterested, but disinterested love. In other words, love that has nothing to gain out of loving. Love that is unconditional. So, for example, sexual love always involves not just giving but receiving, because you find the other person attractive in normal circumstances, and so there's a giving and a receiving that goes on. And affection, the same. There's a giving and a receiving there. You give affection, you receive affection, usually. But agape, it's sort of expressed by saying, I love you anyway. You know, so sexual love, I love you because you're beautiful and you make me feel good and everything, but I don't care, you look ugly and everything else, but I still love you. Not you, Bernie, but I don't care what you look like, I don't care what you do, I don't care what you say, I don't care how you act, I love you anyway. Now, that is the supreme example of love, and that's the kind of love that is talked about in the Bible for God and for God's people. It's a love that involves very much an act of the will. So in the Vulgate translation of the Bible, the Latin Catholic translation done by Jerome many, many years ago, instead of saying God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, Jerome says God chose the world so much that he gave his only son. He uses the Latin verb deligere, which means to choose, because he's trying to convey the idea that there's an act of choice involved in loving, in real loving. It's nothing to do with what you get out of it or what feels nice. It's you choose to love because the other person needs that love.
And that sort of love is a really powerful force, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And when I talk about the power of love, that's the kind of love in particular. Now, the other kinds of love are powerful as well in their own way, and I'm not demeaning those. But this unconditional disinterested agape love. That is something so special. It's uniquely God's, and then it becomes uniquely God's people.
When I think about the people whom I willingly allow to influence me are invariably the people who loved me when I didn't deserve it.
Okay.
Those people actually have a far greater license in my life to say something than people who haven't. And that's the agape love thing, isn't it? They loved me when I didn't deserve love.
Okay. Well, see, if you apply it to a marriage, for example, I love my wife because she's beautiful and attractive, so it's kind of a sexual thing. I have affection towards her. She's affectionate towards me, so that's good. There's compassion. I'm sorry for her because she's married to me, things like that. and those three loves are all very important parts of our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other one, the will to love, the unconditional love, the first three are fragile and can easily lose their way, which happens in lots of marriages.
Yep.
But it's the fourth one that it's the really safe one, the one that holds the thing together. Because that says, even though maybe for reasons of health we're not functioning sexually, or even though we've forgotten to love each other with compassion and care, we're going to love anyway. We make up our minds to love them. And I can say for our marriage, I'm 52 years married. You know, that's been the strength of our marriage, because most of the time we love being married, but there are some times when it hasn't been that nice, but not too often these days. That's because we have chosen to love. We both said the day we got married, that was it. We threw the key away. There was no door out. We had chosen to live together, and we have still choose to live together in marriage.
Yeah. Can I ask you about this? Because you kind of listening to you, it sounds almost like, there's no heart in this. It's a decision. It's a head thing. But it is a heart thing too, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you say that, because the word agape was not popular in biblical times. We have very little reference to it used outside of the Bible. I think there's only three extant manuscripts that use the word. Okay. And for that reason, people thought it was a cold word. And they didn't like to use it. And they much rather use the warm word, warmer, like the Latin verb amare, like the Italian, you know.
Amare. Oh, amare.
And it's a warm sort of word. People prefer those words. This was the word that God chose because he wanted, I think, to understand that while the other kinds of love are valuable, this kind of love is the one that at the end of the day is the only one that will stand at the end of the day. If all the others fall, this one will still stand. And so, yeah, it does seem cold. It does seem almost calculating in a sense, but it isn't. Because a warmth comes out of it, and the others kind of stand on it and build on it. So it's part of an overall kind of package deal, if you like, but it's the most important part.
Someone's listening today who's been hurt in love, maybe in a marriage relationship, maybe in a church situation. They're struggling to believe what you're saying about God's love for them. What do you say to that person today?
Well, first of all, experience God's love for yourself for a start. You've really just got to reach out to God and let his love touch your life. That's the first thing. Because when you've experienced God's love, then it's much easier to love other people. And how do you do that? Well, it's remarkably simple. Just talk to God. And there's no cue. You don't have to wait for press 1, press 2, press 3, press 4. just get straight through.
Wow.
Cool. You actually get to a live person, and he speaks to you. And look, and prayer is like that. The beautiful thing about prayer, the amazing thing about prayer is that anytime, anywhere, anytime, God hears us when we pray. And if we genuinely come to him with a sincere heart, so, God, I just need to feel your love. I need to know your love in my life. Now, he's going to answer that prayer. And that then enables us to love other people and to make love work out in practice. So it starts with him.
And should we ever doubt, we need just look at the cross.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Thanks, Barry. And look, Barry's written this fabulous book, Living in the Image of God. If you'd like to get a copy, the easiest way is go online and visit barrychant.com and you'll be able to order a copy there. Before we go, let me ask you this. Would you like to draw closer to God into a rich, intimate, dynamic relationship with Jesus? Do you want to live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you? Well, that's what our free daily e-devotional, Fresh, is all about. Words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. A short daily devotional to take you closer to God by getting you deeper in his word, God's word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, christianityworks.com, and you'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.